It was also a very interesting tale that comes to us from Antoninus Liberalis' work, Metamorphoses, written in the 2nd century AD, in which a Babylonian man befriends the gods Apollo and Artemis and was invited to see the sacrifice of the hecatombs in Hyperborea. Upon returning home to Babylon, he attempts to recreate the hecatombs of the Hyperboreans, only to have Apollo himself appear. To quote, "Apollon appeared and threatened him with death if he did not cease from this sacrifice and did not offer up to him the usual goats, sheep, and cattle. For this sacrifice of asses was a source of pleasure for the god only if carried out by the Hyperboreans." From this story, the lesson is simple. Only the Hyperboreans, as well as the Greeks and Thracians, who are both Indo-European people, are allowed to partake in the traditions of the Hyperboreans. The Babylonians, over the course of their history, were generally a Semitic people with an Indo-European ruling caste, hence this myth's referral to one single Babylonian worshipping Apollo and Artemis, rather than the corresponding Semitic gods of the sun and moon. However, when returning to Babylon and attempting to integrate Hyperborean customs and traditions into their multi-ethnic society, Apollo, a generally kind-hearted and joyous god, immediately threatens the man with death.